Blog Talk Radio.
Go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me. Then I'm left to deal with making you bleed.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling.
When I don't get it, and I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control.
Dr. Liz?
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, sir, taking time out of your schedule to come talk with us today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So how are things for yourself nowadays?
Oh, it's really crazy, as I think a lot of parents are experiencing, with how hard the struggle is between kids being home a lot and trying to balance work and trying to stay healthy. It's a mess for all of us.
Absolutely. So if I may ask a question that we're all thinking about. So a lot of the kids were supposed to go back this November, that the month that we're in now, but due to the ongoing spike of the coronavirus, they have resumed to virtual learning. And a lot of the kids are used to being in class with other kids, being able to interact with other kids. And a lot of the kids, some of them need that one-on-one. What are your thoughts on this and the effect that it's having on their mental health capacity, both educators, teachers, and the parents, as well as the children?
Speaking about it from the children's perspective, because I have three children, ages 14, 11, and 7, so I have a child in the high school, middle school, and elementary school, so I'm seeing the full gamut. And so I think it's been really, really hard for them, because when we've been following a hybrid model, and when they do go to school, I'm hearing from them, it's very different. We can't, like, for example, on back to school night, it was all virtual. And so I was watching it and my daughter walked in and she goes, "Oh, is that what my Spanish teacher looks like?" Because she was presenting without her mask. And she doesn't know what her Spanish teacher looks like. She just knows she goes to Spanish class when there's a teacher there and could kind of tell who she is. It's very different. It's very different. Our children are really not able to interact with each other. Having a child in middle school this year, this is the first year they're coming together with five other middle schools, so they're meeting a lot of new kids. And again, they can't really interact during the day. They're not there during lunch, which is usually the most social time. And so some of them don't even know what these other kids look like. And secondly, they're not, it's just not the same level of social interaction. It's not the same level of academic instruction because teachers are split between the children who are in class and the children who are virtual. Teachers are being pulled in multiple directions and having to balance a lot all during one period. Some teachers can adapt to the technology and some teachers are struggling. I think just based on the skill level and the ability to manage multiple domains, it's really hard posting online, posting assignments, posting videos, posting, having students being able to access the assignments, complete them, and then hand them in. Looking at it from an elementary age, I have a 7-year-old who doesn't know how to type. And he has to do assignments online, which is hard for him because he's in second grade. He's not adept at typing. That's a part that he still needs to learn. And so just even for him, he still needs a lot of supervision. He needs constant support. And it's hard as a parent who's trying to run a business and work and manage them, make sure that they're all doing what they need to, that they're getting to school on time, that they're coming back and eating lunch and getting back on their classes. So it's a lot for parents to balance. It's a very different environment for students. It's so difficult for teachers. You know, I think it's just a very stressful time for us all collectively.
And how do you balance so that it doesn't do a serious effect to their mental health capacity?
I think trying to find that balance, you know, there are days where we can do it and days that we struggle. I think there are days where we're all burnt out and days that we can do it. Best thing we can do as parents is to try to have meals together, at the very least dinner. And to be able to just chat about what's going well and what's not, what's hard, what's easy, what do you like about this, what do you not. Because I have, you know, my 14 and 11-year-olds don't mind the virtual days too much because those are the days they get to sleep in. But at the same time, they're not coming into contact with their teachers and their classmates directly. So just checking in, doing a lot of checking, being honest as parents of what's hard for you as well, because I think it's important for kids to see that we're humans and we're struggling too.
Absolutely. Now, I've came across a parent, and this is a question. She has a similar to yourself. She had kids in elementary, middle school, and high school, and her son that's in high school, she took him to see a psychiatrist, and now that child is on medication because this whole pandemic has been so much for them. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think medication was a good option, or do you think there could have been other alternatives?
I think it's very, very individual. So the child who's suffering, if they're suffering so much that they can't function, they can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't attend to their classwork, then, you know, when different emotional experiences are so intense that you just can't function anymore, sometimes medication is an option. And maybe it's just for the short term while you're teaching him skills, your child, him or her. You know, to identify the stressors, but to take the edge off of the emotional intensity and while you're teaching the skills so that ultimately your child can come off the medication. Sometimes using other strategies is okay to start and may actually reduce the emotional intensity. But I think it's very much a case-by-case basis, and it's very dependent on the child, their tolerance, their endurance, and their openness to using different strategies, because sometimes anxiety, especially at this time, gets so high that some people can't function. They're just kind of stuck and paralyzed, and they need that medication to take the edge off so they can be open to possible therapy or therapeutic strategies.
Do you think there's an age to where a child should not be receiving medication at that particular point? And I'm thinking of maybe toddlers, so maybe an adolescent. Do you think they should be on medication or no? And not before. My opinion, I think they're too young because they're still growing as toddlers and as little adolescents. But do you think medication is an option for children of that age category?
So I'm, as a parent, I'm not a huge proponent of medication. And again, I see medication as an option when a child is truly not functioning, when they're not able, or you have a parent who is really struggling. So have I suggested to certain parents that a child needs medication when they're 2 years old and they don't stop crying all day for whatever reason? Then that becomes an inability to function when you have a crying child, or maybe a child who's clinging onto you and crying all day. Now, nobody can function with that. That is incredibly stressful. So again, I'm not a fan of medication, but I do understand that there's going to be exceptions where, depending on the situation, depending how it's impacting the family and the parents, that sometimes it's warranted, but it's not my first stop.
Absolutely. Do you think it would, if possible, that they say maybe January, the kids can go back to the classrooms? Would you be agreeable to that, or would you feel safer if they continue to do the virtual learning?
I think it's really going to depend on a lot of different variables around us in terms of what are the numbers at that point. Will we have a vaccine by that point? What does our governor say? It's too hard to say, and I find it so hard to predict these days because we're getting different information all the time, and I'm such a planner myself, so it's been very, very difficult as a person not to be able to plan ahead. And so my philosophy for myself, for my children, and the people that I work with is, just plan out 2 days, no more than 2 days or a weekend ahead of you, up until the weekend, if it's the beginning of the week. But I wouldn't go any further than that because things change, like overnight.
Absolutely.
A school will shut down or a school will open or, we'll have a curfew or, things are starting to shut down. So it's just so hard to predict. But I think it depends on what information we're getting about, from the scientists about, what's public health and what's safe and what's not.
If I could switch a little bit, and as far as the pandemic, the marches, the police brutality that's going on, how do you feel about, how do you think parents can, and such as mental health professionals yourself, can help families adjust and to this and try to get through it, besides the fact that they're dealing with the virtual learning with the kids, they're dealing with all of this marches and killings and this whole racial thing? How do you think parents and mental health professionals can help families get through this whole process without it becoming so much severe damage to their mental health?
I think my policy is always answer the question that your child asks you and answer only the question that your child asks you. So if you're, depending on what developmental level your child is at, and this is how I kind of guided parents when it came to how do I address the COVID virus? How do I explain it? What do I say? And my philosophy is always answer the questions that your children ask you, because you may be thinking about it much more globally as a parent, but as a child, their question may be very specific and how it's going to impact them. And so my policy is always answer the question and turn off the news. We're being bombarded with so much information. We don't need to put a lot in front of our children because it's a lot to take in. And so as a parent, take the question that they have. If you don't have an answer, say, let me get back to you. I'm not really sure. Do your research, and really, for me, I answer questions for children in two sentences. And if I go beyond that, then I'm saying too much and probably more than they want and more than they can handle. So I would really focus on the area of concern that the specific child has and don't go too far beyond that so as not to inundate them.
Absolutely. And another question I have for one of my listeners is that not only her, but her and her children have gained an enormous amount of weight since the whole COVID process. And one of her children has developed health issues. He's gained over 150 pounds at the age of 12 years old. And because she's stressing and he's in his food, it's his comfortability. He gets calmly, eats every time he's stressed or he starts to feel anxiety. What advice or what can you suggest that can you give to that parent to kind of help out this situation?
First and foremost, if there's food that's not very healthy or there's like a stress food that your children are going to, I would say get them out of the house. Replace them with healthier snacks and options. If it's not there, they can't drive. Our children can't drive to the supermarket to get it if they're under 17. And then I would turn it into a family routine to get out and take a walk or take a jog or bike ride or to do something physical every day as a family, whether you want to even put on a YouTube, you know, as it's getting colder or it's raining, you know, putting on YouTube videos or good old school DVDs, exercise DVDs, and doing something together. Or maybe like creating a little challenge of, you know, who's if weight loss is a goal, then, you know, who's losing the most weight or who's exercising most consistently, you know, and preparing meals together, planning meals and preparing meals together and preparing and planning snacks together. So, you know, turning it into a family affair as opposed to something for that one child who is gaining weight and, you know, doing it together. Sometimes it's a good way to build in an extracurricular activity into the schedule as well as teaching good health habits. So I know a lot of us have reached for food as comfort and eating out of boredom. But, you know, there's definitely time and an opportunity to take that and maybe use it as a time as a family to do something proactively together.
Absolutely. If I may ask, Dr. Liz, what are your thoughts on this election that, you know, we're getting ready to have a new president, new vice president? Do you think that this could help with our mental health, and do you think we can make some sort of progress?
I'm sorry, are you asking if the elected president and vice president are likely to make some positive changes?
Yes.
Based on what I've heard through the victory speeches and so forth, it sounds like there's a lot of positivity. And, you know, we can all hope and pray that we're going to move in a positive forward direction. So it's hard to tell the future, but based on what we've heard so far and, you know, what we've seen in terms of following through on what the elected president said he was going to do as of Monday morning in terms of selecting a pandemic committee, he followed through and did it. So let's hope that we move in a forward direction.
Absolutely. Dr. Liz, I appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule to come and speak with us today. You gave us a lot of good information that we're going to take, my listeners going to take home with them, such as myself, to use it to help us through this whole pandemic situation. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. You did justice today for our show, and I really appreciate you.
My pleasure. It's my pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, everybody, and stay safe.
Before you leave, can you give out your website or your information so my listeners maybe can use your service or, you know, take advantage of come to you if they, you know, you want to give out your information?
Sure. My office is located in Livingston, New Jersey, but we are providing telehealth services as well. We offer therapy and psychoeducational evaluations, play therapy, parent coaching, executive functioning coaching. I have a team of therapists who provide the services. We're in person and virtual. The name of the practice, rather, is Psychological and Educational Consulting, and the website is www.psychedconsult.com, psyched donsult.com. I'm Dr. Liz at psychedconsult.com, and our phone number is 973-400-8371. So we're happy to consult. We can do it through video for people who are not comfortable coming into the office, or for people who live a far distance and still want to have access to the services.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Liz. I really appreciate you. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
No problem. Take care.
Bye-bye.
I never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was learning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
You can't show your teeth to every guy you meet. It's all right to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain.
Oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart.
Special thanks to Dr. Liz for stopping by the show. Make sure you guys check her website out, and if you can be of use to her counseling service, make sure you reach out to her, make an appointment, and use the service if you need it for your children. Because we're truly going through truly a pandemic, truly so much stress and anxiety, and different other mental health issues that's going on today. So please make sure if you need any type of mental health advice or anything, please check out Dr. Liz. She's truly a great mental health professional. There's so much going on with the show nowadays, so much coming up with the show, so please stay tuned. For more information on today's show, please email timothyhotshow@gmail.com for more information. If you want a copy of today's show, the audio, please email timothyhotshow@gmail.com, and one of my staff members will definitely reach back out to you and arrange for you to get a copy of today's episode. Nevertheless, let's jump into some more music. The phone lines are open, 917-889-7851. For more information, if you have any thoughts, concerns, or anything like that, please reach out to us, or song requests, please reach out to the give us a call, and we'll definitely try to accommodate all your requests. For the Thanksgiving holiday, there's going to be so many giveaways, and also reach out to the show again. For giveaways, we're going to be doing a lot of food drives. The station will be out there giving away turkeys and food baskets for families. So timothyhotshow@gmail.com for more information on our food drive. Also for the Christmas holiday, this whole holiday, we're going to be doing so many giveaways, from food to masks to hand sanitizer, different things for safety, and so that we can keep safe through this whole pandemic situation. Again, we're getting ready to jump into a whole new presidency with congratulations once again to Biden and Kamala Harris on their win of the election. So let's hope that we see progress, that we see change coming up for the year 2021. As you all know, 2020 has been a difficult year. From we lost a lot of the greats. So let's hope 2021 will be a better year for us all around the world. I'm going to jump into a few more tracks, and I'll be right back. Thank you for listening to the Timothy Hotshow Show, airing on Power 93.4 FM and on your Blog Talk Radio Network.
To do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada,
trippy crib in the middle of the night. I don't let you miss me as I put it down right
down, babe.
I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh babe. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, little babe.
Put it down right. nigga like me can change your life, oh baby. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, no baby. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, no baby.
Oh Lord, Jesse made another one.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good,
good.
Play if you want, it's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The first nigga play, I'ma body a nigga.
Huh.
I just check my balance, I'll probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga.
No cap.
You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to you, nigga.
Bitch.
Get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney.
Huh.
Say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. But fuck it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank. Take out 100 to show you our pockets is different. I'm out with your bitch and I only want knowledge. She got a little mileage, I'm chilling. You disrespect me and I beat your ass up all in front of your partners and children. I'm the type to let niggas think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million.
Pop.
And take 20K and put that on your head and make one of your partners come kill you.
Yeah.
Stay fucking with me, then he gotta grow up. Cause this nigga gotta be
kid.
This shit can't fit in my pocket, I got it. Like I hit the lottery, nigga. I slap the shit out of nigga, no talking. I don't like to argue with nigga.
I don't.
Ain't gonna be no more laughing, you see me whip out. Cause I'm gonna be the shot me a nigga.
No cap.
I don't follow no bitches on IG, but all of your bitches, they following nigga. And that little nigga ain't gonna shoot shit with that gun. He just pull it out in his picture.
Bitch.
Huh. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good.
Good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good.
Good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Talking about shit, I'ma pop that. Got like 32,000 in one of my pockets. The other one, that's where the Glock at.
Glock.
You little nigga wanna be in that gangster, man. Tell all these little niggas stop that.
Ah.
Be done burnt me a nigga in front of the store where your mammy and grandmama shop at.
Bitch.
I've died on a whole nother wave on these niggas. Let's see one of these little niggas top that. I've turned a nigga into a convertible. Push me a little nigga top back.
Boom.
Her boyfriend be hating and calling a groupie just cause she like all my music.
Huh.
She just send me a text and to delete the message. She trying to find out it's confusing.
I don't know what these niggas thinking about.
Use the brain on your head for you losing. I pull up at the school and I teach you some shit.
Tell your bro, I'm a motherfucking tutor.
Remember, I used to cheat off a pretty bitch test.
All the teachers, they thought I was stupid.
Uh-huh.
Was expecting the box to pull up on the truck, man. This nigga pulled up on a scooter.
Fuck. Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone.
Yeah.
She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good.
Good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne.
Yeah.
I just signed a deal, I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I go where I want, good,
good.
Play if you want, let's do it.
Huh.
I'm a young CEO, sure.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about taking it out.
For what?
It's hard to pop shit with my grill in.
Huh?
I can't let it fuck up my flow. Let these little niggas run up the score. And I...
Thank you so much. That was the baby by request. Again, please continue to send your request 917-889-7851 for your request. Or if you have to call and give a shout out, please call. The number 917-889-7851 request line. And thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in today. If you missed the show today, you missed a day, you missed a lot. Please email timothyhouseshow@gmail.com for more information on today's show, or please archive the show. You can definitely hear me with him in an interview with the amazing Dr. Liz, giving her thoughts and, you know, her information on helping our parents manage this whole pandemic that we're in as we speak. So nevertheless, a few more tracks coming up, some more information. Please check out the website for updates on what we got coming up for the show and also for the station. So nevertheless, I'll be right back to the Timothy Hot Show.
Thank you.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken traffic, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And on my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cop and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, yeah. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio. Turn me up when you feel low. The melody was meant for you. Sing along to my stereo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening and tuning in today. I appreciate you all for all of your calls, emails, texts, and in the chat room. I thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot. Thank you for your ongoing continued support to the show and to the station. We all appreciate you. Please continue to email. Hit me up on the hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Your comments and thoughts are always appreciated, and we also respond back to. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us through social media or through the phone lines. We really appreciate you. Nevertheless, before I wrap the show up, make sure you guys the Soul Train Music Awards. And I believe it's November 29th, so take a look, listen for date and time. It was a brilliant show last year. So this year may be virtual, but still supported. The nominations came out, so make sure you guys check that out. Nevertheless, thank you so much. Stay up, stay strong. If you missed the show today, please archive or you want a copy of the show today, TimothyHotShow@gmail.com. Love you. Stay up, stay strong, stay safe. Till we meet again. Peace.
Yeah. Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming. You are not the single type. Baby, this is the perfect time. Trying to get you high, fade it off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, baby. I can make it right.